One joke is I've been trying to write my last will and testament. But funny. I have a draft of it here.
You can read it if you want to. You don't have to, but you're more than welcome to.
Okay. I, Hannah Einbinder, declare this document to be my last will and testament. Well, looks like I'm not a hypochondriac after all, am I, Steven? Bet you feel pretty fucking stupid now, don't you? You owe me $50, bitch. Because I can no longer claim what you owe, I would like you to instead donate the $50 in my name to your ass. Shove it up your ass, Steven. I'll see you in hell. I don't have much money to give away in this thing, and if you're upset by that, then baby, joke's on you for loving a fucking clown. First, I leave a sum of $500 to my acquaintance, Donnie Sixes Monterelli. There was once a man who came into the coffee shop I worked at named Mr. Palmer. I asked him if he wanted his latte sweetened. He told me he did and that he wanted me to stick my finger in it to make it sweet. When I handed him the drink, he took my wrist and dipped my finger in the coffee. Donnie, pay him a visit, will ya? What's that saying? Gosh. An eye for an eye? Well, I want a finger.
Oh my gosh.
As far as my body goes, I'd like to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. I had so many cool tattoo ideas when I was alive that I didn't get for this reason. But if the Jewish cemetery is too expensive, I would like you to tattoo on the bottom of my foot the words, keep refrigerated, followed by expires and the date of my death. Hilarious. Finally, I direct that the chairs at my funeral be rigged with whoopee cushions so that when the rabbi says, you may be seated, everyone laughs and thinks to themselves, she got me, that dead bitch got me.
This is great.